Good evening and greetings to the American Fork High School Marching Band. We're here together, campus of Davis High School, Kaysville. A rather crisp Tuesday evening, October 11, for the umpteenth annual Davis Cup Invitational. This is your pal, Joe Allison, from the School of Music at Eastern Kentucky University and Marching Roundtable. I'm thrilled to comment on your performance tonight in the context of Effect Music. Can't wait. See, you're performing a program entitled Beyond Limits. That sounds pretty hip. And I hope it's your finest performance of the season thus far. So I'm honored to be with you. Glad you're here. Okay, you're starting your pre-show sequence.
It's far more interesting.
A little bit of an entr'acte, huh? Or preamble. I'm certainly intrigued by those huge, or varying size prop things you got everywhere. See how you use those and how they work. Very enchanting costuming of the color guard as they flood the stage.
American Fork High School Marching Band.
Just about to be official. Time that out really well. Huge sense of impact. Losing a little vertical sonority of the upper brass relative. Maybe, I don't think it's the body positions because I can see in the bore of each one of the bells. But the sound's just slightly muddy. The lead stuff in the upper voices projects relatively well. Boy, the battery's cutting it all the way from the other side of the field. That's impressive. Strong sense of harmonic resolution at the cadence. Good for you. Hello. We could probably be a little bit more definitive shape in that motive from the upper woodwinds. It's more melodic, right? I see curved lines, and it would make sense that way. Cool. Dynamic control of the swells, particularly the brasses. Wow, threes in the stairs. What an aggressive approach with quality and the battery scoring. Oh, wow. Tenors, that's ridiculous. Boy, very advanced techniques handled with finesse. That's impressive. Strong sense of definition with all the dense scoring attributes. Well done. Boy, I love the richness of the conical bore brass, trombones as well. And it continues to be a strong sense of communication, the front-to-back relationships, the low brass and the battery, even though they're out of here 50 yards. Love the dark sound. Cool, the evolution of the groupings and the staging concepts works really well. Oh, then the sound comes from deep left field on the warning track. But still, strong sense of assertion and projection. Wow. Oh, where's the guard going? Scherzo-like figuration projects really nicely in the woodwind choir. And again, the pacing of evolution is just so frenetic, but handled nicely. Correlation of intensity, etc. Oh, great, low brass. Wow, that sequence really is impressive. And again, the ambience of sound placement is just... The only thing that makes me happy is if I hear the woodwinds in a minute for a second to warrant their equalization in terms of the visual. You might take a look at that, because otherwise they're hidden in plain sight. Love the wood tones, marching machine, etc. that elevate and intensify the moment. Excellent dynamic detail again, brass-wise. Oh, yeah. And again, it's almost pointillistic the way things evolve. Almost sounding Holstein right now, huh? Now it's Straussian. Wow, how hip. And I just can't get over the battery definition that far away. The bass drum tuning might be slightly elided in this environment. Been having trouble with that all day, but we'll see as we go. I love the way you manipulate time and the three-note motive at the conclusion. Really dynamic.
When you look upon a field of dandelions,
and there are the dandelions. I have those in my yard and I'm trying to get rid of them. I'll enjoy them here. Oh, lovely finesse by the soloist. The ambience and the miking works nicely in terms of processing. Took me a second to find him, though, for some reason. Oh, yeah, look, you're framing the cell as well. It just took me a second for the first one. For some reason, I'm not sure why. I mean, you pull the dandelions right out in front of that. I don't know. I guess I just missed it. Oh, beautiful modulation of tone and tempo and warmth. Need to use a little bit more presence of the clarinet, which I assume is sort of a almost in a duet function. Is that right? We're going to define that a little bit more relative to the priorities vertically. A little pitchier than I would hope, but nice opportunity. So, yes, just stay in the pocket, tubas. Thank you for not, yeah, we've still got some clarity in terms of timbre and pitch we can continue to refine in terms of the brass sonority here. Yeah, but the calories and the sound are very engaging. The blending of all the disparate elements is contextual. Nice job, battery. Didn't forget about you, even though you're deep in right field. We had a little edgy maybe on the alto cascade. Da-da-dee-da, that motive. I love for it coming through the texture, but maybe not with that much edge romantically. And the sonorities could certainly be more transparent in the brass choir for this moment of warmth and purity. It just sounds a little angrier than I think you intend. Matter of fact, I think anger has nothing to do with it. It's just warmth, richness, and sonority. Stay down, tubas and pitch. Lovely control, the metals over woods in front.
The sky is the
Yeah. That's the... Oh, the body gestures are so captivating. And the commitment's strong. Speaking of strong, good Lord, battery. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely... It's ridiculous that you would attempt it, let alone get that close to being defined all the way through it. Yeah, there's a figuration. Is it the alto voice inside that? But a little bit of something in 16th that kind of comes through the texture, but kind of not. But wow, again, the battery. Good Lord. Cool. Quick set change. Love the way the tenors skate through the reed grouping. The accompaniments are a little bit big for that moment. It's dance-like figuration. Oh, Toms, you're nuts. Yeah, the reiteration seems to be in better proportion for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, this is glorious scoring. The implied two-tempo thing works nicely. Solid. And you just jack the tempo fluently. Good night, percussionist. Bravissimo. Flood the field with aqua. And there's the queen herself. She has no limits, right?
We go beyond.
Yeah, this is not the most unified vertically here, just in terms of sonority and clarity. Kind of distorted sound, particularly on the brass side of the field. I don't know why you want to force that. The drill designer thinks that the presence of the woodwinds is equalized to the brass, but that's certainly not happening. So maybe take that as a hint. The way it's staged, maybe we could get one chance. Oh, percussion, yes! But appreciate that woodwind choir. Before it's brass and battery dominant at the end, and take what's a slight negative in terms of the coordinated effort and make it a positive in that sense. Not for long, but just a little texture of sustained texture and whatnot to elevate that. But wow, what a wonderful program. Sense of depth, both in terms of the intellectual as well as the emotional value, is just so strong. So things now and again aren't quite as clear as maybe they're going to be. Some things in terms of the vertical sonority, the pitch context is a little bit of an issue, and maybe some qualities are forced from time to time, particularly brass-wise. But good Lord. This is not your grandfather's high school band. Certainly enjoyed it. Thanks.